she paused again, waiting for Boitu's eyes to move or for a sigh to say something encouraging about the monitor. When neither happened, Dalla pressed on.
Nek, if they're willing to attack you, they're a threat to the entire Alliance. You've got to help us figure out who did this to you.
His pupils moved again, this time rising slightly to the right, away from her. She paused, hoping a sigh would report another spike on the monitor. It took more than a second.
There, in a different area. He's definitely interested.
In something, Dalla said.
She removed her hand from his knee.
Any change?
Not that I have the training to see, Isai replied. But the monitor's capturing this on a chip. I'm sure Dr. Javier can interpret the data more accurately than I can.
Instead of replying, Dalla continued to watch Boitu's eyes. It took only a couple of seconds for his pupils to shift again. She turned to look in the same direction and felt the excitement of a few moments earlier draining away. Boitu's gaze was fixed on the vid screen above his bed, where the impish figure of Mati Vaunt was broadcasting from a plaza surrounded by the looming, cut-stone buildings of Blaudu Sextus's capital city, Aurari. Behind the newscaster, thousands of shaggy-furred Octusi were racing past, squealing and shrieking as they fled a line of Mandalorian quick-strike assault sleds.
Mati Vaunt,
Dalla growled. She glanced over at Wynn, who was watching the vidscreen with an expression that seemed a lot less surprised than it should have.
I thought we were going to suppress her reports.
Wynn shrugged.
Needmo said he'd pull her off the assignment voluntarily, he explained. Apparently he was lying.
And you took a newscaster at his word?
Dalla asked.
It's not like you to be so careless.
I wasn't.
Wynn shot a meaningful glance at Isai, then added, Needmo would have challenged a formal suppression order as a matter of principle, and we would have had to demonstrate material relevance in open court. I thought an informal request was the better option.
What Wynn was being careful not to say in front of the doctor was that the informal request had been their only option.
To avoid a direct link between her government and the effort to suppress the slave revolt, Dalla had arranged for a local mining company to hire the Mandalorian mercenaries with laundered funds. Defending a formal security order in court would have meant running the risk not only that the order would be overturned, but that the entire arrangement would be revealed to Needmo, and therefore the general public in the process. Dalla exhaled in frustration, then nodded.
You're right, of course, she said. But no more playing nice with Perry Needmo. If one of his reports airs so much as a stang, I want him off the air.
Wynn nodded.
I'll alert the Galactic Holonet Commission.
You might want to hold off on that until after Admiral Boitu awakens,
Isai said. He pointed at the brain activity image.
The situation on Blaudu Sextus seems to be catching his interest.